Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Paving as part of the Main Street rehab in Charles City has begun. Bill Reese with Veenstra and Kim, the project managers, says contractors began paving operations on the north end in Phase 5. Paving at the reconfigured intersection of North Main and North Grand Avenue will be done in three phases: base, intermediate, and surface, with the first base layer being installed on Friday. Reese says Phase 5 contractors will work to complete the intermediate and surface course of asphalt, with that north end intersection tentatively slated to be open later this week. Until then, the intersection will remain closed until the work is completed. It will then be open to traffic. All parking, sidewalk, and sidewalk ramps will open in that area as well. The remainder of asphalt work on Main Street is tentatively scheduled for mid to late September. While this work takes place, all of Main Street will be closed to parking. However, traffic will be maintained. The work is expected to take 2 weeks to complete. A Charles City woman, wanted on Oklahoma warrants for over 5 years, has been arrested in North Iowa. Charles City Police received a report of an altercation in the 1000 block of South Grand Avenue at 12:01 a.m. Thursday morning. Further investigation led to 37-year-old Tara Ramey taken into custody on several warrants out of Oklahoma on multiple charges. According to court documents, Ramey received a deferred judgment of 5 years in Major County, Oklahoma in August 2017 on charges of possession of methamphetamine and domestic assault and battery. In exchange, she was also ordered to pay fines and other court-related fees totaling about $2,000. When Ramey failed to make payments by March 2018, two warrants were issued for her arrest. She is considered a fugitive from justice and was being held in the Floyd County Jail with bail set at over $14,000 cash. A Charles City 19-year-old has been charged with assaulting a female victim confined to a wheelchair. Charles City Police say they responded to a disturbance in the 400 block of South Jackson Street shortly before 6 p.m. Thursday evening. Their investigation led to the arrest of Jason Onken for domestic abuse assault. According to the criminal complaint, the victim was attempting to stop Onken from physically assaulting a younger male victim when Onken allegedly forcibly moved and pushed the victim. A North Iowa 11-year-old was seriously injured after she was pinned underneath a UTV over the holiday weekend. The Iowa State Patrol says May Helgeson of Lake Mills was driving a 2018 Polaris Ranger near a private pond in Winnebago County around 5:30 Saturday evening. ISP says the driver's side tires of the UTV went onto the bank of the pond that caused it to roll onto its side, pinning the girl underneath. ISP says emergency responders performed life-saving measures, and the girl was flown to Mayo Clinic in Rochester by Mercy One AirMed for treatment of injuries. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office, Lake Mills Police Department, Lake Mills Fire Department, Forest City Ambulance, Iowa DNR, and Dick's Towing also assisted at the scene. Charles City Fire Department responded to three fire calls over the holiday weekend. About 10 o'clock Saturday night, CCFD was dispatched to the 1800 block of Sulzer Street for a recreation fire that was reported to be out of control. Crews were able to extinguish the flames quickly. About a half hour later, firefighters were paged to the 400 block of Cedar Street for a report of a strong gas odor. Using gas monitoring equipment, crews were able to determine the source of the odor and stop the leak. They then opened all doors and windows to allow the gas to ventilate. At around 1:15 Saturday morning, CCFD received a page for a possible house fire in the 1100 block of Cedar Street. Upon arrival, crews found the home full of smoke and made entry, but were unable to find any fire. The smoke did appear to have come from the furnace. The home was ventilated before occupants could re-enter the home. There were no injuries in any of those fire calls. The state of Iowa shut down food service and suspended the license of a Northeast Iowa eatery and convenience store that has been repeatedly cited for extreme unsanitary conditions. Since mid-May, Fast Track on Highway 13 in Elkader has been inspected four times by the state, and in each instance, it has been cited for several major violations. During the most recent inspection on August 21st, according to a report by the Iowa Capital Dispatch, an inspector cited the establishment for 14 risk factor violations and made note of an additional 25 good practices violations, an extraordinarily large number. For the fourth time in 4 months, the inspector noted that the soda fountain's ice dispenser chute had green material growing in it. The inspector also said the business was operating without a designated person in charge and that employees on site could not answer basic questions regarding food establishment operations. At the conclusion of the inspection, the Iowa Department of Inspections, Appeals, and Licensing took the highly unusual step of ordering Fast Track to halt all food preparation and halt the sale of all temperature-controlled retail food items, quote, due to the gross unsanitary conditions of food contact surfaces and ware washing facilities, soiled cooking equipment and utensils, and excessive refuse in kitchen and storage areas, contributing to a pest infestation throughout the facility. During the first of the four inspections of the establishment on May 17th, an inspector found several containers of milk dated April 3rd, 2024, 6 weeks prior to the inspection, as well as juice that was dated August 6th, 2023. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's the Cyclone Coaches Corner Show from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. You'll hear from Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell talking about their win over North Dakota this past weekend and a look ahead to this Saturday's Cy-Hawk Series showdown at Iowa, which you can hear on 95.9 KCHA as well Saturday afternoon with pregame at 12:30, kickoff 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.